My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Soundbites from the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in the English language that starts with F.
Bite Me with Coach Harbaugh.
Monday Morning Quarterback is brought to you by Catholic Charities. Improving the lives of Maryland is a team effort. Join the huddle at cc-md.org. John Harbaugh was questioned about the challenges during the game. We all questioned him and scratched our heads. Here's his response.
Yeah, you do. And, it's going fast. I mean, they're running to the line. They're going to snap it to try to make sure you can't get the challenge off. So it's not like you have all day. And you don't get much of a look. Just the high leverage of it. I just felt like it was on me. I just felt like, you know what, I'm going to take a shot here and see if we'll win this one, because it was a big chunk play. I mean, you're not going to be undefeated on challenges over the course of the season. I don't think that's a difference in the game. Would have been nice to have the timeout, but, you got to take a shot sometimes too.
Mike Preston, your thoughts on it?
You tell the guy up in the booth is, you got to make sure we're right before I waste the challenge. And if you have evidence that it's so overwhelming, then we're going to do this. And if you don't, we're going to let it go.
Do we know who's at fault, though? Is it the guy in the booth? Is it Harbaugh being aggressive? Something maybe we'll never know.
He said right there in that clip, it's on him.
Yeah, he said he was taking a shot at it.
A shot at it. Yeah. So,
I mean, and shouldn't you see it before you take a shot at it? Like, I mean, God. That's just a lame-ass excuse.
Ravens are 0-2. You heard Joe say, what, only 13 teams have gone to the playoffs? 0-2, this is what Harbaugh says about being defined by the loss.
Disappointing loss, tough loss. Could have gone our way for sure, but we didn't get the job done. 0-2, we're going to play a 17-game season, and we will be defined by the next 15 games. So that's going to be our objective, to play the best 15 games we can, be the best football team we can be. And if we do that, then we're going to have a really good season, have a shot to win a lot of games and get in the playoffs and make a run. So that's what we have to do. Big picture. Short term, we got to go back and look at every little thing, continue to clean up the things that we know we can clean up and get better at that make a difference in games, and we'll continue to work very hard to do that.
Jeremy, he's 100% right. You got to be defined by the next 15 games when you play Dallas, when you play Buffalo, when you play Cincinnati. But right now, you play KC in Las Vegas. You're judged by that.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be. And look, I'm tired of hearing these quotes after games, especially after losses. After a loss, it's always about the future, not what just happened. When they win, he wants to talk about what just happened. Hey, did you see how good we were out there? Did you see what everybody did? And it's so frustrating to sit here and watch and listen to these quotes over and over again. It's the same stuff each and every freaking time they lose. Yes, it's about the next 15 games, but as you said, the schedule's going to be tougher. Mm-hmm. What do you expect? You start 0-2. The one thing I'll say, though, too, you brought up the history of teams going 0-2. I think that might be a little bit different now with the expanded playoffs, that that the percentages will change, but we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. Lots of penalties in this game. Well, go ahead, Mike.
What did you expect him to say? You're not going to come out and say, we're terrible. It's like the offensive line last week. You knew they were bad. You're not going to say we stink.
It's not that. Take ownership over the decisions you made.
I can understand that, but I'm just saying, and we were referring to the 15 games left. He has to say that. I mean, what coach is going to come out after two games and say, We're not very good.
Yeah, but we don't have to buy it. You're right.
I mean, right.
We don't have to buy it.
We don't have to buy it. Right.
You're right. He does have to say it.
But
right.
He doesn't answer anything else. It's always a brush off of, okay, the challenges. Well, it wasn't like that cost us the game, but you're not going to win every challenge. Why don't you talk about why you threw the flag other than you got to take a chance? That's not you know what? Taking a shot down the field is taking a chance. If you look at the tape, you're like, yeah, his feet are in bounds. Maybe I shouldn't waste the time out here. You're not winning it. How many times does he throw the damn challenge flag when he doesn't know what happened?
By the way, Jeremy, I get that.
By the way, Jeremy, to answer your question, since the actual playoff expansion, only two teams have. In 22 was Cincinnati. Last year was Texas. So two out of the 32 teams that have started 0-2 have done that.
It's interesting because I would have thought they would have both been on the NFC side.
There were a lot of penalties yesterday by the Baltimore Ravens. Sean Harbaugh talked about the holding call in particular.
Until I see the TV copy, I'm not going to be able to say, because on the big screen, it looked like he had his hands completely off of him. You know, I wouldn't know on either one of those what to say to those two guys for better technique. It looked like perfect technique from where I was. But I'll have to look at the TV copy to see what the official thought he saw when he called that.
Talk about the Devontae Adams call there, Mike Preston. And you and I both thought it was a flag.
Right.
That's actually a P.I., not holding. Sorry.
Because the ball's in the air.
He had 11 penalties for 109 yards, the Ravens did. Okay, you might single out one and question that, but when you have 11, that's a lot of penalties, man, and that's a lot of distractions, and that's coaching.
I thought the call that we're not talking about, to me, was the face mask call, which was obviously strength. You hit the man in his chest, and his head jolts around. That was not a face mask.
Yeah, he had him by the jersey on the front. It's just amazing that the eye in the sky can't correct that.
Yeah. It's one thing that you have to challenge, but, you know, the NFL should have somebody looking up. Nope, that was not a face mask. That's an egregious call.
I think this goes on sometimes where, and look, I don't have any, I'm not trying to be Mr. Conspiracy Theorist. You see these guys huddle up. When they're all huddling up talking, there can't be somebody going, hey, guys, that wasn't what happened. Pick that damn thing up. Because it happens on all the other plays. Yeah. Like when they're trying to figure stuff out, it gets called down. So just get it right.
Justin Tucker missed a 56-yarder. It's worth talking about. Why? Because he's been so good. This is what Harbaugh had to say about his kicker.
Yeah, right. Utmost confidence in Justin. Absolutely. Utmost confidence in him to send him out there every time we need a kick. And utmost confidence that he's going to be the best at it. And do a great job and do what he does. And he's our guy. We believe in Justin for sure.
It's a non-topic to me. If Justin Tucker's not as good as he used to be, it's understandable. He's been in the league since 2012. But I still wouldn't trade him for another kicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a non-topic to me. I'm sorry.
You're right.
I'm not even going to ask that question to him.
No, it was a big thing on social media where people are just basically burying Justin Tucker. He's no good anymore. You got to move on from him. Really? This town's been spoiled with the kickers we've had here because they've been
big time.
I would say he's not as good as he once was, but he's still really good.
Go ahead.
He's still really good, dude. I don't. Hey, man, I'm not sitting here talking about Justin Tucker. Mike Preston's report card at 7:30. Fan reaction at 7:45. But on the other side, Jeremy's favorite time of the show because we give it out balls, game balls.
I'll
next
take two
on the fan.
Game balls.
Giving out game balls right now. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Monday Morning Quarterback, sponsored by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Jeremy Conn, who gets your game ball?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the Adams and Bauer Show. Nobody wants to hear that.
No, we don't.
Those guys went off. I'm giving it to Davante Adams.
White. No, it's Minshew. Touchdown! Davante Adams! And now let's see what Antonio Pierce does.
So you look at the guy still has it. He's still one of the best receivers in football, and I get it. He's getting older. There's an influx of younger guys that are super talented.
But
he's still one of the best, arguably the best route runner in football. You can make a case for that. But also the way he positions his body, the way he catches the ball, and even the way that he draws some of the contact. And I don't care what people out there are saying. To me, it was a 50-50 call in the end zone. 50-50. I have no problem if they call that pass interference or they let it go.
I didn't think it was 50-50. I thought it was clear pass interference, man.
Yep.
Mike Preston, who gets your game ball?
Kyler Murray. I mean, just when you finish with a quarterback rating of 158.3, that's perfection. They beat the Cardinals 41-10, 17-21, 266 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's a pretty good day for a midget.
Jeez. He was all over the place, man. He was making plays left and right.
Yes, he was.
There was a player at the beginning, before the season started, and a question. I wanted to see him improve. Ravens rolled the dice and drafted him, and so far, so good.
They go four wide on first down and 10. Minshew standing in there, loses the football. The Raiders recover, but it was Adafe Owe who knocked it free.
Adafe Owe, five tackles, two tackles for losses, three quarterback hits, 2.5 sacks yesterday against the Las Vegas Raiders. I thought he played a really good game also, Mike, against the Kansas City Chiefs. Numbers didn't look like they did yesterday, but you saw the progress. You saw it coming to where yesterday 2.5 sacks didn't surprise you based on what you saw week one.
Got moves.
Yeah, he's got moves.
Know, before
and he didn't before.
He came in the league, he had the speed. That's all he had. And then all of a sudden, you know, he starts developing, hey, what comes after the first move, second move, third move, where if it doesn't work, he can go to something else. He couldn't do that before. That's the biggest difference I've seen in him in the last 2 or 3 years.
Heck of a student of the game, Jeremy.
Yeah, and there's no question. I mean, look, you're watching the growth here and some of the things that they've talked about, but kind of special to see. Would have loved to have seen more of it in the second half, but, you know, it is what it is. I did want to ask you, I know you watch a ton of college football. And I don't know how much you got to see him, Mike, but what type of pro you think Brock Bowers is going to be? Because some people think he's – I mean, look, he's got Greg Olsen hair.
Man.
But that guy can play.
Man, I loved him in college. I'm not surprised by what he was doing. He was a kid – he was one of those rare kids that after his freshman year you said –
You knew it.
He can leave now.
Yeah.
You know, he could leave. If this was basketball, he'd have left after his freshman
year. He had nine catches himself. Devontae and
– Right.
98 yards.
They combined for almost 200 yards in receptions yesterday.
Unbelievable.
18 catches between them.
Going up against his former OC.
Yeah. He should have thrown him the ball.
They
threw him the ball quite a bit. And it's funny because they had him, and is it McDonald, the tight end for the Steelers that's like 6'14" or whatever the hell that guy's height is? I mean, he's just enormous. I think he caught a touchdown yesterday or a big play. But, you know, you look at it, that guy's he's a mismatch. And I was talking to my son. I'm sure we're going to see Kyle Hamilton on him quite a bit. Saw some Marlon Humphrey on him, saw a little bit of everything.
Kyle Hamilton is hurt. You watch him. Yesterday, he missed a couple of tackles, and you could see the way his shoulder. There's something going on with his shoulder. It's almost like he was holding it to stop it from hitting a person. I'm like, nah, something's wrong.
Last year, this guy was knocking out everything. Seems like everybody getting in a car accident, right?
Man, stay off the roads, guys. Stay off the roads. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
You want to talk Ravens or Cowboys?
Tough loss, man, for both of them yesterday, man. But them Ravens, man, you know, I don't know what the hell is going on. They're going to do something about this offensive line. I don't know how much they can do in season right now. I mean, like you can go trade for a decent guy on the offensive line right now. So we got to work with what we got. But like Trippy said earlier, man, we in trouble. We got to travel to Dallas next week. So
are you going?
Crosby did. Yeah, I'm going. Definitely going. You see what Crosby did to the Ravens yesterday, man. Just imagine what Micah Parsons is going to do. And they're going to be able to stop CeeDee Lamb. So we can't go in there and lose to Dallas, man, be 0-3. Like, well, that'd be,
I saw Dallas' defense yesterday, so I don't know that I'm that worried.
Yeah, man, but, you know, they got embarrassed yesterday at home. So, yeah. I mean,
no, Dallas, look, it's a tough game, man. One of these teams is going to be very disappointed, either 1-2 or 0-3 after this week.
Hey, yeah, Rashawn, stop playing. You know, good and well, if Dallas wins to go 2-1 on the year, you'd be like, yo, at least we 2-1.
No, yeah. But then, I mean, I'm going to fly back home with the Ravens fans, and I can't celebrate being 0-3. Hell no, man. Like, people forget, man. You know, I'm from Baltimore, born and raised, man. Sinai Hospital, man. Come on. Like, come on, man.
Did you just rep your hospital?
Yeah.
Did you just rep your hospital?
What? Dude, he reps Bowling's Quarters. Are you kidding me?
He reps Sinai House.
Sinai.
I've never heard somebody to rep the hospital.
Sinai. Yo, what's up? Where are you from, homie? Where were you born? Oakland. No. What hospital? Sinai here. What's up?
Sinai. Let's go to Shiloh, West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, Rob. I can't even. Hey, Rob. The energy ain't even there no more. I'm going to say something. I want y'all three to please answer this question for me, man. And I'm serious. I'm not trying to make no joke or nothing like this. Where's it going to take the switch coaches? Because I don't lie to you, man. It's one thing of being out-coached by Andy Reid, but you got out-coached by Antonio Pierce. And here's what I want to ask you real fast, right? I want to call out the I want to call the general manager, right? Hey, Press, Mike Presser. Good morning.
Good morning.
You lose three offensive linemen, right?
You can't lose three.
You done nothing. Right. You last year you done nothing but draft one rookie to help this offensive line out, and not only that, your offensive line is starting to cost us. Well, I'll say this, right? Because I'm so frustrated, I'll say this, right? It's not going to get better. You did nothing to bring no help in to fight for a position. See, but the thing is, right, Filele, he don't have it, man. What did you see in this guy? He don't have it. Voorhees was a project. Stanley is on the back in his career. You done nothing to help this offensive line. I'm not saying without Flowers and without our tight end Likely, we don't have an offense other than the running game. You should have stuck with the running game. You should have stacked your offense now on the left the best way you could. Put your fullback over there and run the Raiders out of here because you knew that was coming for the right. You should have stuck with the left. You should have kept running the ball when you're up by 10. Harbaugh do not have it, man. I keep saying he don't have it. I would take Tyler. I would take his brother. I would take every time it matters when it comes to the playoffs. And we got a bust last year at our own home in the playoffs. Harbaugh don't have it. He hasn't done nothing in trial yet. And then when he won in trial, it wasn't him. He got to go, man. I'm telling you, man. It's sickening and it's sad to watch, man. What more do we got to see? You wasted time. Anybody can see that ball hit the ground.
Hey, Shallow, thanks a lot, bro. We got to go. Here's the problem, okay? All right. Here's the record. The last 6 years, all right? 13-4, 10-7, 8-9, 11-5, 14-2, 10-6. Mike Preston, if you're the GM, if I'm the GM, you're the team owner, and I come to you and say, listen, I think it's time to make a change, a head coach. And for the next 3 years, we don't have those regular season results. What does that mean to me? What does that mean for me? If I'm convincing you to get rid of a coach with a winning track record, and the coach that I bring in doesn't at least do what he did, what does that do for me?
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good.
We saw this in another sport, Chicago White Sox. Remember, Jeremy? Yep. Went to the playoffs, said, you know what? We'll be better off by bringing Tony La Russa in. And all hell broke loose, and now that GM's gone. If you want to present to be a better option off of what's good, it better prove better results.
But I think sometimes change is just necessary. And I'm not saying this is the exact moment, but there have been good coaches that lost their team. There have been good coaches where their message gets kind of
stale.
Yeah.
But 0-2 doesn't say that, though.
No. I mean, look, Shiloh being a fan and wanting to get rid of, like, I've talked about John Harbaugh and this morning. I'm not happy with what happened yesterday. I don't think it's time to get rid of him right now. but I do think that we've seen enough over these years. This stuff keeps happening. You have 10 games where you've blown double-digit leads.
Yeah.
That's almost twice as much as any other team.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. Fan reaction at 7:45, but on the other side, the professor is in Mike Preston's report card up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland, as we get ready for Mike Preston's report card. Mike, what did you give quarterback Lamar Jackson?
C-. Nope.
Had a passer rating of 81.4, 21 of 34 for 247 yards with a touchdown and an interception, but man, he missed a couple long throws, missed hitting guys in stride. You're making $250 million. You got to make those plays, especially in crunch time. And he hasn't done it for 2 weeks in a row. Make those plays. So he gets a C-. What
about running back?
Running backs, you know, I thought they were going to win this game. I thought, hey, man, Derrick Henry is coming on, man. He's closing, getting his stuff together. Didn't have a great first half. And this offensive line didn't have a very good first half. But in the second half, 84 yards, 18 carries total. And I thought he was going to close it out. Couldn't get it done. I gave them a C+.
You didn't like what the offensive line did yesterday.
I haven't liked what the offensive line has done since training camp opened. You got Max Crosby in the game. All right. How do you not know where he is? Why don't you doubling him and chipping with him? I mean, they did it in the second quarter, but you come out in the game and he's on Patrick McCary one-on-one.
Well, that grade's got to come up later on in coaching. Right now, receivers, who you got?
Receivers, I gave them a C. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see Mark Andrews get involved early. You know, Isaiah Likely, if he makes that catch, the Ravens might win that one on the sideline.
Sidelines.
That's a nice
defender
ball.
Defender comes over the top.
Defender made a great play.
It was a great play. But still, if you're going to win games, you got to make those plays in crunch time. The Ravens don't make those plays yet.
Defensive line,
I thought for the most part, they held their own. They did exactly what they needed to do. They dominated, held them to like 4 yards rushing in the first half and a total of 43 for the game.
Linebackers.
That's pretty impressive. Linebackers, I gave them a B+. They're not going to play much better than they played yesterday. I mean, and they got pressure. Van Noy got pressure. Owe got pressure. Ojabo came in. He got some pressure. Did a nice job. B+. Secondary, I thought they played well at the beginning of the game, but they just kind of folded down the end where they looked like they were tired. And you saw that. I think Hamilton has an injury that they've been hiding. I gave them a C, especially because they didn't bail him out in the last two or three series. They scored 2 field goals and a touchdown in the last 12 minutes of that game. No. You want your defense on the field. That's Baltimore. That's what they do. You got to get out there and shut them down. That didn't happen. Special teams, he misses a field goal, Justin Tucker, the 58-yard or 56-yard or whatever, wide left. I'm not going to blame him for that because that happens. But he did convert on 3 other ones. But what I saw was, and we talked about this last year at the beginning of last season, where they couldn't decide if they wanted to return kicks or kickoff returns or punt returns. There's like this, should I or shouldn't I? That shouldn't be any question anymore. You should know what you're going to do. There should be calls, certain things that are going on. And then Stout, he just shanked that punt at the end and gave him field position at the Ravens, what, like 43? That can't happen either. They get a C coaching.
I like this grade.
Oh, boy. Where do we start? Do we start with the challenges that didn't work out?
Mike feels like the guy that came home and he's got all these things on his honey-do list, and he just sits down to watch TV because he doesn't know where to start with it. He's like, coaching. Oh, buddy. Can we get back to this when I have more time? It's bad, man.
You know, you look at your coordinator at the end. You know, there were receivers that were wide open. Saying, what are you doing here? At least the week before, you said there was personnel changes and you couldn't keep up with them. Well, what's the excuse this week? Offensively, I still want to see them get more guys involved in the offense. That doesn't happen. Zay Flowers, bubble screens. I get it. I see it. And I know he's a weapon, but still, you got some other guys on this team. Andrews, Likely, get them involved. I gave them a D.
Thanks a lot, Mike Preston. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterback, sponsored by Catholic Charities of Maryland, Jeremy Kahn. I agree. The D for the coaching staff. Just when you play that way at home after 10 days off, that's a lack of preparation to me.
Well, that, and I also think when you've blown 10 games by double digits in the last 4 years, you've had a 10-point lead in 10 of those games and lost. To me, that's on coaching. I don't care what you put your players in the best position to succeed. And I know there's this new thing now with being more aggressive and not being the traditional run, 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 punt. But sometimes you got to be smarter in those moments too. Like, you brought in Derrick Henry. Why? Like, what's going on with the end of the game when you're trying to run out the clock? Oh, by the way, if you had your challenge, if you had your timeouts, you'd have been a little bit better off in those situations. You and I were talking about Lamar at the end of the game. Like, a lot of people feel like he had a seam to run that in for a touchdown. Some people were mad that he took off and ran. We were just talking about Likely's play on the sideline. Great defensive play, in my opinion, that just jarred that thing free because I think he catches it. I don't know. Do you think he got 2 feet down there? Did he have that?
It would have been a clean catch.
I thought he could have had a clean catch.
Okay. Yeah. It would have been close, but
I'm not a man with Lamar for running. I'm upset with him that he stopped running.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There are a lot of people that think there's two sides of it. People that didn't want him to run, it's like, why aren't you throwing the ball up? Are you really going to run it all the way in? And then there's other people saying, yeah, it looked like he could have.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the sad part about that last play is that Zay Flowers was doing jumping jacks on the other side of the field by himself, and who knows what could have happened if you got him the ball.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterback, right here on The Fan. The good, the bad, the ugly at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, it's your time to shine. Give us a call. 410-583-1057 for Fan Reaction on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's time for your takeaways.
Call or text 410-583-1057.
In the a.m. Monday morning quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Your time.
Tell
Antonio
us why you're mad.
In Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry about your mom, Bob.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Welcome, and happy birthday, Jeremy.
Thank you, bud.
Welcome. The Cowboys and the Bills are the next two Ravens opponents. Could they start the season 4-0? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day, too. I think he meant 0-4. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. It's possible, man.
I just think, too, like when you're looking at the matchups, you got a Cowboys team that's coming off of a really embarrassing loss at home.
Right.
They got spanked.
Yeah. And then when you face the Bills, look, I always say you want to make teams one-dimensional, and I worry about the Bills' passing game because they've got a lot of gadget receivers and one big downfield receiver in Keon Coleman that we don't know enough about, and they're two tight end sets. People have been trying to take away their tight ends, but Josh Allen's been somewhat of a magician, taking on a lot of hard hits. They made Gardner Minshew one-dimensional, and he ate them up in the second half.
Let's go back out to the phone lines. Andy and Dundalk. What's up, Andy?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Hey, Rob, I'm sorry to hear about your mom, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that, Andy.
You guys don't have enough time for me on the show today. I've been complaining since the year that Lamar became our starter when Flacco got hurt. In the time that John Harbaugh has been the head coach, we've lost 26 games, more than any NFL team, 26 games where we were winning by double digits or more in the second half. The stat that they brought about 10 times since 21 of 10 points or more on the screen yesterday, it showed that the Ravens have now lost, counting yesterday, 8 games they were winning by 7 points or more in the last 36 games. That's almost one in every 3 games. When does this trend come to an end where we finally say there's one common denominator and it's John Harbaugh? He cannot manage the clock. He cannot manage his timeouts. I mean, he's cost us 4 chances to go to the Super Bowl. 4.
Mm-hmm. Andy, thanks a lot for the call, my man.
I mean, I can't confirm the numbers that he just threw out, but I don't know any of it surprised me.
Up 7 numbers are factual. Okay. at least that was on the screen.
I didn't see that part of it. So, like, that being said, look, there's a lot of questions about what happens here moving forward, and you've already given out the numbers. There are only 2 teams since they've expanded the playoffs that started out 0-2 and made the postseason. I clearly think this team can do it, but what have we said? Whether it's true or not, this is one of the toughest, if not the toughest, divisions in football. I don't think the first 2 weeks have shown that, really. But no. The Ravens right now are the like, and Cincinnati's 0-2 as well. What happens when you still got 2 games against them? You got to beat up on your division if you want to get in the postseason.
Billy in East Baltimore. Billy.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. Before I say what I got to say, man, why is Marlon Humphrey cooked or what, man?
I don't think he is what he once was cooked. I don't know. I don't think he's no longer the cornerback that you put on the number one receiver. Put it that way.
That's why it might we could be facing an 0-4 start of the season. But what I gotta say is Mark Andrews and Lightly wait? Why they gotta wait so long to involve Lightly in the game? If he's been having a good game the last several games.
Well,
that's all I got to say.
This is where I'll agree with Billy. Like, when you have players like that, even if they're trying to take them away, I think you got to create some stuff to get them involved. They tried to throw some shorter passes to Likely. He had a couple of catches there. If he catches the one down the sideline, we're probably not talking about this. But, Mark Andrews was bracketed in week 1. There's always that thought conversation over, as a coach, if you're looking at it, they want to take away one thing. Do we just try to eliminate that and say, okay, you want to take that away? We'll eat you up over here. But it goes back to your either or
offense, man. We can't insert everybody. We can't incorporate everybody. It's either or.
You got to let Likely touch the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, he's evades people. He gets yak. Get him the ball. I mean, at least 5-6 touches a game. Some way, somehow, you know, you got some screens that you can throw to him, which they did yesterday on one occasion. But he has to touch the ball. Even if you have to throw those quick outs, just get him the ball, slants, let him touch the ball.
Let's go to Kevin, who's in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hanging in there. Rob, sorry about your mom, man. Sorry, man. Happy birthday, Jer.
Thank you.
Mike. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I guess for me, fellas, you know, look, I believe that the coaches show up every day and try and coach. If they're not doing the job, I can understand that. It happens in the game. You know what I mean? But I think my frustration comes on particular instances where we had the QB sneak. It was obvious. Lamar's clamoring for his headphone set or whatever you call it at. Looking for guidance and so on. And it's like, buddy, it's the most obvious play of the day. And my only carryover point to that is there ain't no cohesion on this offense, like you just said, Mike, because if Likely's not being involved more, it ain't working together. And really, this offense just ain't going to get us to where we're going to go.
I agree.
If we're having problems with a QB sneak. I mean, how long do we got to hold Lamar's hand? How long? You want me to hold your hand, buddy? I can do that. That's what they pay me big money for. But that's what's frustrating me. You know what I mean? Like, dude, the most simplest things are holding us up.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. If I had one complaint about Lamar, it would be that. It doesn't take – to me, Mike, I don't see him taking the lead. I don't see him saying, get on my back. You know, you talked about the either or offense. Well, it used to be either or because one was out there or the other. Now they're both out there. So you have to find a way as well to get these guys open. You have to find a way also to make a play. You know, you're paid to be that guy now.
Mm-hmm.
You are. So you have to become that guy. When you're paid like a franchise quarterback, that means we win because of you, not in spite of you, or not you're contributing to the wins. No, we win because of you.
Right.
You're paid to be that guy.
And you can, you know what happens usually, and it's always a year or two afterwards when they sign a big contract, then you see the weaknesses because you got to get rid of people. And now you see with this team, with their offensive line play. Mm-hmm. And you lose three guys, three starters, then you as the quarterback, you have to take over and control the game. That's just the way it is.
You know, when franchises can say, look, quarterback, we paid you this amount of money, we're going to get rid of this guy, but you have to make up for that loss.
Right.
That's why they get paid that kind of money. Houston, Jay, what's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Doing well, how are you?
Hey, good. I want to agree with Shallow, Rob, as far as getting rid of Harbaugh. We should have fired him last year. And I heard your counteract, but what is EDC going to go to, you know, Bashadi and say when he looks at Harbaugh's record? The thing is, you always take a chance, Rob, when you replace somebody. You don't know if that guy is going to be better than the guy that's, you know, that he's replacing.
It's easy to take a chance when the guy that you're replacing isn't good. And you all are saying that. I beg to differ to think that you, if you're Eric DaCosta, would jeopardize your job by getting rid of a guy who's winning, not knowing. It's a difference. This guy, you replaced John Harbaugh with a guy, or you replaced Brian Billick when he was losing, when he lost the team, he lost the locker room. You had no other choice. The players came to you asking for him to be replaced. That's the easy move. But right now, when you have a coach who's winning, has a winning record, one of the top seeds every year, it's hard, Jay, to replace that guy.
You know who everybody's clamoring for now? The Saints offensive coordinator. I was talking to Mike about this off the air. Do you know who that is? Clint Kubiak.
Yeah. Yeah, you still there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I didn't hear what Jeremy said, though.
He said Clint Kubiak.
Clint Kubiak is the Saints offensive coordinator, Gary Kubiak's son. A lot of people were bringing him up after the first 2 weeks and what they've done. But again, it's 2 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
See, my thing is, my problem with Harbaugh is he doesn't – I want to get a guy, not no special teams coach. I want to get a guy who either specializes in offense or specializes in defense. Because him, he doesn't know offense better than Monken. He didn't know – and even Zach Orr, he probably doesn't know defense better than him. And Zach Orr is just becoming a coach. My thing is, you think Andy Reid – I ain't going to use Andy Reid. Do you think Shanahan's offensive coordinator knows offense better than him? No. So my thing is, that's the problem with Harbaugh. He can't override any of his coach's calls because he doesn't know more than them.
Hey Jay, you and I have the same issues. I'm not going to argue any points you're trying to make. I'm just saying it's tough to just replace that guy with that record. And in terms of the record, Mike, it's not declining.
And he doesn't know defense. He coached the Eagles secondary for a couple years before the Ravens hired him. So he does have that pedigree. And plus, I mean, his dad was a coach in college. So he's been around this game for a long time. So to say he doesn't know the game, he may not know offense, but I will give him his credit. He did go out and try to study offensive personnel and people and coaches once they became coordinators here. It's a hard thing to do, but he did do that. So to say that, nah, I'm not buying the defensive thing. John Harbaugh works very hard doing what he does. I don't always agree with him, but he does work hard.
More fan reaction at 8:30. Don't go anywhere. But on the other side, Mike Preston has the good. I have the bad. Jeremy Kahn?
I'm ugly.
The good, the bad, the ugly up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.